Saturday, a little bit iffy, should a day could be a bit missed around, but Sunday, I think factor 50 might be in order for me, especially in the commentary box, doing the commentary for the club there. They've put on a great event. I'm just looking through the numbers of the classes. The first race, there's 18 involved. Second race, there's 28 involved. There's 25 in the 600 solos as well. So the big, big entries of all age ranges. It's going to be a really, really good day.
And this is the season opener, which I'm assuming would have come earlier if it hadn't been for the pandemic.
Yeah, we've had two test days earlier on in May and also in April. We're starting off tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. The first practice getting underway around about 10 o'clock. Then we have to have a lunch break, you know, because it is a long day up there. And then we'll have the race school as well. And also racing starts around about midday. We're going to try and get as many races in as we can. Come up and support the club. There's great facilities up there. They've got the toilets. They've got the burger van. They've got all the facilities. And the good thing is you can walk around the paddock and speak to the riders and stuff. You know, obviously watch your back while you're in there, but there's lots of parking. Pay to become a member of the club as well, which helps support. And the more money that you go through the gate will help the club put more better facilities up there. If that's the right word of saying it. So 2-day meeting, all kicking off tomorrow morning, round about 10 o'clock.
Accompanied by your wonderful commentary.
Well, I don't know about that. It'll be me. It's going to be a long, long 2 days, but it is good fun to go up there and help support the club. Just keep an eye on some of the young lads that are coming up as well. There's some new young lads up there and there's some new older lads who are coming back to race as well. So, I mean,
a nice mixture there.
A nice, nice mixture and a really friendly paddock, which is great to see. And hopefully, you know, we'll get a really good season ahead. There's a long season ahead that ends in about October time, I think it is, with the 4-hour endurance race. But we just can't wait to get back on track.
And for the novices amongst us, are these races, are they trying to achieve a certain amount of points for future competitions coming up?
Yeah, they are. They're trying to get the points for the various championships. They have a lot of championships up there at Jerby, but there are also a lot of them trying to get signatures as well to move their licence up from being a novice clubman then to into the bigger class and then into the, you know, the big solo championship class. So a lot of these guys are starting out. There's a lot of old hands in there, been doing it for a long time. I mean, Billy Cummins, Connor's dad, he's going to be going out as well. You've got people like Pete Crear being around as well. Milky's young fella, Ilium Quayle, he's got a lovely, gorgeous sounding Ducati Panigale V2. And we've also got Dave Molyneux there. If you want to go and hear something different, Dave Molyneux up at Derby this year, alongside the other guys running 600s, is running an 890 KTM bike that he has built himself.
Oh, wow.
And it just sounds completely different. You don't expect it. And if you want to hear it, get yourself to Derby on Saturday and Sunday.